Hello, everybody, and welcome to Nerdy Boys Reviews. We are your hosts. I'm Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
This is your weekly nerd podcast where we give you an overview of everything that nerdy happened in the week in movies, comics, television, and news. We tell you what it all means and why you should be excited about it. So, spoiler warning, if you have not watched the latest and greatest in nerd television and or movies, pause this podcast, go watch that stuff, and join us again for the fun. Along with that, explicit content warning. We'll be probably cussing and stuff, so it's not suitable for all ages.
Yes.
We're gonna ride out the beat.
Welcome, everybody.
Did you guys enjoy my little beatboxing there? I don't know if you guys could hear it, but
I could hear it.
I was doing work on the mic.
Yeah.
How's it going, everybody? Like Christian said, welcome back for yet another episode of NBR Nerdy Boys Reviews. I know we missed out last week, but we're back. No worries in life. Yes.
So let's catch you guys up a little bit here. We got business cards in the mail.
Yes, we are so professional, guys. Well, you know what? Just know we got little business cards. We got this gigantic banner. It's so awesome.
It's cool.
It's pretty badass. Plan to do some video stuffs on the YouTubers, you know, Nerdy Boys Reviews. Go follow our YouTube page now as well. We made videos in the past, like when we first started out as Nerdy Boys Reviews. We're actually doing webisodes on YouTube. So if you have been with us since the beginning, which I don't know if there has been anybody with us since the beginning, you should go check them out because they're kind of funny because they're pretty bad.
There's like
Let's be honest.
But all right, so there's so many behind the scenes things that you don't see on those videos where like we're just so frustrated because the camera keeps falling.
It's so funny.
It's just like, before the podcast, we're just like not getting along, and then like we just suffer through it.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of fun stuff. I have a lot of like behind the scenes stuff like recorded, like saved. So maybe I'll make a composition video or something.
Yeah, dude. It.
Like how many times we started a video and the camera's just falling, we're like, fuck.
Or like we'd like fuck up on like our line somehow, and then I'd be like, no, let's completely just restart it.
Oh yeah, we'd be like 5 minutes in, and then we just restart the entire thing.
Yeah, we'd be like, fuck it. And then it's like trying to like compact everything, you know, into like a 7 minute video was a pain in the ass.
I think we had like a 10 minute max or something at some point or whatever, because like once you got to that amount of time, the camera ran out of memory.
Yeah.
So then you had to make sure you were timing it because you couldn't see the camera stop. So you could just be sitting there talking for like 5 extra minutes and it'd be off.
Yeah. So unfortunate.
It was funny. But yeah, check out our YouTube channel.
Yeah,
that was the point of that.
Yes, go check it out. Pretty bad quality stuff, but fun nonetheless. But now we got a cool banner to hang in the background for when we do make videos again. We'll be making them here and there, not completely like so often, not weekly or anything like that, like we do the podcast.
Yeah, but I started like a comic book review thing, but I only did it for like the 1 week, and then last week was like, or like 2 weeks ago, there was only like one book that I picked up, and so I didn't review it. So
yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to keep doing videos or I'm going to do written reviews because I haven't got a lot of feedback yet.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. We'll have to wait and see. That's for sure. So we have news for you guys this week to talk about.
We have news, but we also I have some stories.
Yes. Do you have some stories?
Yes.
The entertaining stories?
Well, we did something last week when we didn't podcast. We went and played Harry Potter trivia.
Oh yeah, we did that. I now remember that
at a brewery
that I couldn't drink at. I had like one beer, and I probably shouldn't have even had it because I'm on a diet, guys. I don't know if I told you guys this.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna do I'm gonna cut into your story and tell my own story.
Go ahead.
So I've been dieting and exercising, and roughly I didn't weigh myself in the beginning, but roughly I started at like 280 pounds. I know that's humongous, guys. So I decided to make a change in my life and, you know, to try and lose weight. It's been going pretty damn well. I weighed myself on Friday. It's Sunday now, and I weigh 260. That's 20 pounds in like 3 weeks. That's quite a bit of weight to knock off. Or 4 weeks, give or take. So that's why I was telling the story, because I couldn't drink, because it's like a very low carb diet that I'm on. And so like I just had like one beer, and I was just like, fuck it, one beer is like not gonna be the end of the world for me.
Yeah, but I'm sure he wishes he had more, because those questions were horseshit.
Yeah, they were.
So it was Scott, myself, and then one of my friends named Jen. And so we all went, and you know, we got a lot of questions right, but the first round I don't think we got any of them right. Like, there were just some bullshit ass questions, like who was the seeker on the other team that Victor Crumb played against in the Quidditch World Cup and shit. Like, who the fuck would know that?
Yeah, I guess there's people that actually knew that type of shit.
I knew they played against the Irish. I didn't know who the fucking seeker was.
Yeah, I know. Like, you thought that they would do like more canon shit, like, you know, I don't know, but they're like asking the most obscure questions in the fucking world, dude. Like,
it was crazy. Yeah.
Oh my god.
It's quite irritating. You know, we should have just like definitely won that thing, but instead we were like 15th out of 30. So
we didn't win, guys, but we did pretty decent compared to some people.
Yeah. So that's that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that is that. Got any other stories?
I might get a tattoo.
You might get a tattoo.
Yes.
Yes.
With that disappointed look.
A disappointment look.
Maybe I'll get a different tattoo.
Maybe you'll get a different tattoo.
Yeah, so like I won't get the same one that she's getting, because, you know, it's common and everybody gets it, you know?
Yes.
So maybe I'll get like something different that's like cool.
Yes.
I'd have to think of something.
We'll have to see.
So
sorry anyway. About the train noise, guys.
Yeah.
As you know, if you've listened to our podcast before, we live by train tracks, so very annoyingly, the stupid ass train comes by all the damn time.
Yes. At least the dogs don't bark at it when it comes by.
Yeah, I know. That'd be even more annoying.
Ugh. Eh.
All right. So you might get a tattoo.
Yeah.
What of?
I don't know. Like, so my friend is like scared to get her tattoo, so she asked me to go with her.
Stop telling her being such a pussy.
So I was like, sure, I'll go with you. And then she's like, well, you should get the same one or something. And maybe I offered. I don't remember. But then I was like, all right, I'll get the same. I'll go and I'll get it first. And then, you know, you can get it and you'll feel better that, you know, whatever. And then, so we were going to end up with matching tattoos. But Scott gave me a very disappointed expression and response. So now I'm reconsidering.
I don't know, man. I just think it's weird, dude. Like, for your first tattoo, it should be something you want to get. Like, I'm sure you want to get that tattoo eventually. You know what I mean? Because obviously you're into Harry Potter and stuff. But it's like she wants to get you, like she wants you to get a tattoo just because she's getting it. Like, it's really weird to me. It's,
well,
like, I don't really believe in like unless if like, I don't know, like it'd be different if like me and you got like an MBR tattoo someday. That'd be different. But it's like she wants you just to get a matching tattoo with her. It's so weird.
Well,
like,
I don't know if she just wants me to go with her. But I think I offered to just to be nice.
Oh, well,
but
that's retarded.
Well, what kind of tattoo do you think I should get?
I don't know. Something that you're into, man. Comic book related. Maybe like your, you know, Black Bolt, something.
Yeah.
Because I know you're talking about getting like the Medusa one with like the Black Bolt costume laying in her arms and stuff with like all like the red crazy flowing hair. But
yeah.
I just think like the flowing hair would be too much. I mean, maybe you can find like an artist that might be willing to try and tackle it, but I'd be very, very sketch because they could easily fuck that up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a pretty dangerous tattoo to get.
Yeah.
What about like a Daredevil mask?
I think it'd be dope, dude. I mean, if that's what you want.
I like Daredevil. Or I don't think Silver Surfer would look good on skin.
It's a tough one. Like I said, it just depends on the artist, man.
Yeah.
Like you gotta really look into their work and stuff. And I would just look on the internet to find people in California that like specialize in, you know, superhero tattooing, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because there's all kinds of different like tattoo artists and stuff, and you know, they might be able to, like, they may have been taught how to do something. Doesn't mean that they're good at it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. So
yeah
I don't think I have any more stories, just boring stuff. So
boring stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I guess we should jump into the news.
Thank you. Welcome to the 6:30 news with MBR.
Yeah.
Back to you, Christian.
This is Christian. No. So, first bit of news. Tom Holland visited a children's hospital in his Spider-Man costume. Children's Healthcare of Atlanta welcomed Spider-Man Homecoming star Tom Holland and co-star Jacob Balaton to Seacrest Studios. And you can watch a video of this on Superhero Hype's website, where we got this piece of news. In the interview, Tom Holland reveals that there were 20 costumes for the filming and that the Spider-Man costume he was wearing is a beauty suit, which is picture ready.
Oh, no, I think that's pretty sick, honestly. Like, I mean, it's not the first time that the movie stars have done this kind of thing, but I think that they should do it more often, you know? It's not like it would hurt them at all to
do.
Yeah,
definitely.
Especially, like, such kind acts as to visit a children's hospital. It is, I don't know, it's just going above and beyond your line of duty. Essentially, I feel like it's just a nice thing to do because these kids are in very unfortunate circumstances to where, you know, they need the actions of other people to raise their spirits and raise, you know, just a little bit of hope for them.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think it was really just a great thing that they did.
And Spider-Man?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what kid doesn't know who Spider-Man is?
What kid doesn't want Spider-Man to come visit him in the hospital?
Yeah, exactly. You know, because, like I said, you know, they're going through such a traumatic and just, you know, completely messed up situation.
Mm-hmm.
And this type of action just helps them escape their reality and helps them, you know, not think about what's happening on with them. So,
right.
I don't know. I just really love this news article. Like, I think it's just so great.
Yeah. Tom Holland, you're my hero.
Tom Holland, well done, friend. So, in other Spider-Man Homecoming news, John Favreau's Happy Hogan is to return in Spider-Man Homecoming. Robert Downey Jr.'s Tony Stark will have a familiar face from the Iron Man movies with him when he appears in Spider-Man's Homecoming, as Variety reports that Jungle Book director John Favreau will reprise his role as Happy Hogan in the Marvel Studios and Sony Pictures film. Favreau, of course, also directed the first two Iron Man movies. I did not know that.
Yeah, he did. He stopped because Marvel and him they weren't getting along very well.
I love that guy. I think he's a great actor, actually. Like, he's so funny.
I think he's a good director, too. I'm not a huge fan of his Happy Hogan in Iron Man. Like, I think he was kind of a silly, weak character, especially in the second one. But in the first one, I think he was much better, but I like Jon Favreau in general. So
yeah, I'm excited to see that coming back with Robert Downey Jr. as well.
Yeah,
of course. So I guess well done.
Well done. Yeah, it's pretty exciting news. I'm really excited for this movie.
Yeah, I mean, every week it just seems that they're adding a new element, and you know, they've added it already, but letting us know about the element that they've added. And it just builds up a little bit of a hype train, and I'm glad they're not doing a bunch of teasers and stuff and trailers and whatnot. And obviously, there's so much more time for all that stuff, but really hoping that they don't.
Well, let's be real here. This movie comes out in May. Oh, so exciting. Anyway.
So exciting.
the new Warriors TV series, it's going to be featuring Squirrel Girl. It's in the works. TV Line reports that Marvel Entertainment and ABC Studios are developing a new Warriors comedy series that would put the spotlight on Squirrel Girl. The outlet says that Marvel and ABC Studios are shopping the property around to cable and streaming outlets. First appearing in The Mighty Thor number 411, the new Warriors are described as a junior counterpart to the Avengers. The original New Warriors was created by editor Tom DeFalco, who brought together existing Marvel comic book characters Firestar, Marvel Boy, Namorita, Nova, and Speedball, and added in the newly created Night Thrasher. Over time, the team was joined by Silhouette, Rage, Hindsight, Lad, Bandit, Dagger, Darkhawk, Power Packs, Turbo, and the Scarlet Spider. The new Warriors have been featured in 5 different volumes. Squirrel Girl, who first appeared in Marvel Superheroes Volume 2, Number 8, has been in the news lately as Pitch Perfect franchise star Anna Kendrick recently told Netta Porter, "My brother sent me a Squirrel Girl comic because he thinks I should play her. I don't know what Squirrel Girl does other than be half squirrel, but I could be half squirrel." So that's interesting. But even more recent than that, I guess one of the girls from Stranger Things also wanted to be Squirrel Girl. So
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know much about the new Warriors. So I don't know how excited I can really be. Like, can you shed some light? Like, what? Like, I know. Wait, wasn't like new Warriors part of the Stanford incident?
Yeah, the new Warriors caused the Stanford incident. So.
Yes, that's all I know about them because I recognize the name Speedball and he's the one that did it.
Yes,
it was all your fault, you little prick.
Yes, you don't mess with someone who can.
But like, wasn't there also like Cloak and Dagger in them in there too?
Cloak and Dagger are part of a different team. But like Cloak and Dagger are most associated with like the Ultimate Universe more. They haven't seen a lot, like too much. Like they're in Spider-Man a lot, but then they're in Ultimate Spider-Man a lot as well. So like, Cloak and Dagger kind of fish around with Spider-Man, I guess.
Yeah.
More than anything. But yeah, not really part of the new Warriors. And Scarlet Spider was.
Tell me about Squirrel Girl.
Squirrel Girl to me is incredibly overrated and boring. I know I'm gonna get a lot of flack for that because a lot of people love Squirrel Girl and they find her interesting and all this, and she's the unbeatable Squirrel Girl. And no one can beat her, but she's just boring. Like her stories are boring. Like I don't care about her being in college. Like.
I mean, do you know anything like her origins or anything like that? Do you know any of that sort of thing?
No, I know she has a pet squirrel. And like, cause I only started reading like one of her newer series. Like I didn't really pay much attention to her before that. But I didn't find it very interesting.
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, all right guys, we reported it to you. So yeah, I guess you guys can be happy about that. Not very excited for it, but okay. All right, in more Marvel news, Steve Rogers isn't Captain America anymore, plus how Captain America 3 almost ended. Captain America Civil War didn't end like it did in the comics. Comic book namesake as Steve Rogers is still alive and kicking, but one thing they do have in common is that the titular hero no longer carries that name. Speaking with Huffington Post co-director Joe Russo confirmed that in those final moments of the film, Steve Rogers has given up on being Captain America, saying in a quote, he said, "I think him dropping the shield is him letting go of that identity. Him admitting that certainly the identity of Captain America was in conflict with the very personal choice that he was making." Steve Rogers has done this before, and in the comics too, shedding his Captain America suit to become the hero Nomad for a brief time, and most recently handling the mantle of Sam Wilson and focusing on a mission coordinator for S.H.I.E.L.D. It remains to be seen if any identity Chris Evans' character will take on in the films. But the Winter Soldier probably wouldn't mind suiting up in his costume. In further Civil War news, EW has a revelation from Anthony Russo about what the third Captain America film almost featured when it wasn't clear if Robert Downey Jr. would be available for the film. There was a period, this is from Anthony Russo, he's saying in a quote, there's a period where we didn't discuss a third act that revolved around the Mad Bomb from Cap mythology, he tells the outlet. The charm of the Mad Bomb is that you turn hordes of people into berserkers. That was the physical challenge that Cap and company would have to face. The notion of the Mad Bomb would have been Cap having to fight civilians and how he would handle that, Joe added. We were always trying to put him in these interesting moral conundrums because of his nature. That would have made him a compelling third act because if civilians are the antagonist, how could he stop them without killing them?
Yes. Good point.
That was an interesting little thing. That sound like a very garbage thing to me. I don't know. It sounded pretty gay, honestly. Honestly, I don't. They would have never made the movie without Tony Stark. So what the fuck are they even talking about, dude?
They wouldn't have made a dick, Civil War without Tony Stark. But it would have been Captain America 3. Something.
Yeah, well, fucking Captain America 3 can lick my ass crack too, dude. Fucking. No, I'm just kidding. But honestly, dude, that sounds stupid. It just doesn't sound like a very good and compelling movie, dude.
Yeah, and who's gonna what?
What? like fucking talking, dude. So basically what they said, because I know it's a little hard for me to read that because I'm like reading with my head tilted, trying to talk in the mic, reading all these damn words. What are words? Basically, they're going to go with a theme that, you know, he's trying to stop civilians, essentially. Oh, Jesus. Are you all right, Christian? Do you need CPR? I was recently certified in such things. I could perform CPR.
All right.
It's okay. All right. Anything else?
Yeah, that's. I wouldn't have watched that movie. Actually, I would have watched it, but I don't know if I would have liked it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that just the whole theme of it just seemed pretty.
Seems stupid. Like they're just digging deep into Captain America mythology and trying to find something.
Yeah.
There. Anyway, so there's like this little video. It was like a special feature, I guess, for like the Captain America Civil War movie that was released during it was on digital this week, and it'll be released on DVD and Blu-ray in a couple weeks. So we got to see what Thor was doing.
Sick, dude. Yeah, it was actually really funny.
Yeah.
Just like see like Thor just act like a normal person. But it's like
he's like sending emails and shit.
Hey, he's like, yes, send Tony this electronic mail. Dude, it's so funny. I don't know. You guys gotta watch it. It's online.
Just watch it. It's great. So
yes. Krypton series as Georgina Campbell as a female lead. Deadline is reporting that Sci-Fi has cast British actress Georgina Campbell. She played in King Arthur: Legend of the Sword. they casted her as the female lead in their pilot for Krypton, the Superman prequel series set two generations before the destruction of the legendary Man of Steel's home planet. The Krypton series will follow Superman's grandfather, whose House of El has been ostracized and shamed as he fights to redeem his family's honor and saved his beloved world from chaos. I feel like that's not a complete sentence, but okay. Campbell will play Lita Zod, part of Krypton's military caste and daughter of General Alora Zod. She is a cadet having a forbidden romance with Sigel, who is yet to be cast.
All right.
Pretty sick. I'm really hyped, honestly, for this show because I've always, always been fascinated with Krypton and, you know, what the people of Krypton have been like. And there's so little information, honestly. If you think of the broad scope of almost 100 years of comics from Superman, like, it's very close to 100 years now. It's coming up. It's coming up. It's just the insight on Krypton is not there. And I'm surprised they've never gone into it. You know what I mean? Maybe it's just they never really knew how to do it to make it interesting. But, like, I've just always been so fascinated with Kryptonian people and, you know, Krypton. And because, you know, there's supposed to be this, like, really advanced civilization, like, more advanced than, like, almost any other place in the galaxy. Or in the fucking wherever, dude. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm really excited that they're gonna go into it and be interesting to see how they capture the likeness of what we would assume Krypton is to be and how the people would act and, you know what I mean? How they build their houses and stuff like that. I mean, are they gonna do it like kind of Game of Thrones style? Are they gonna do? I mean, obviously with the, you know, the sci-fi fantasy edge and comic book feel or whatever.
Right.
Should be really interesting. I'm really hyped for that.
Are they going to start the build up to the destruction of the planet?
Or is that
going to be prevalent or not?
Yes, it's going to be so many things. Like what made the House of El ostracized and shamed house? And how does, how does Grandpa El essentially, you know, redeem his family? Because as we know, they're one of the most revered families from Krypton, you know, leading up to the destruction. So it's just going to be so interesting. I think it's going to be a really great story too. So I'm very excited. And honestly, I think sci-fi is a very underrated networked television. Like I think they actually produce some pretty good stuff. So we'll just have to wait.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. I think we'll probably see little Jor-El or something,
maybe
running around. So,
yeah.
All right. So Supergirl adds Frederick Schmidt as Metallo. Or Metallo, or whatever you want to call him. I call him Metallo. So EW reports that Supergirl has added another adversary to its upcoming second season with Frederick Schmidt as Metallo. The TV version of the character is described as follows. When international assassin John Corbin is badly injured after taking on both Supergirl and Superman, he was reborn by, a shadow organization into the kryptonite-powered supervillain Metallo. First appearing in 1959's Action Comics number 252, Metallo has gone toe-to-toe with the Man of Steel on multiple occasions. Different versions of the character have different abilities, but recently the character has been able to absorb any metal and make it part of his exoskeleton to make himself a gigantic Swiss Army knife of pain. The character is set to appear in at least two episodes this season, starting with the premiere episode. Kara has left the safety of being Cat Grant's assistant in order to figure out what she really wants to do. While as Supergirl, she continues to work at the DEO, protecting the citizens of National City and searching for Jeremiah and Cadmus. Along the way, she will team up with Superman to to battle new villains as she strives to balance her personal life with her life as a superhero.
Sick.
Are you excited for Metallo?
I am. I am pretty excited. Pretty well-known villain in the Superman verse kind of deal. His little, you know, villain arsenal that he has.
Definitely. Sorry, guys.
Drink some water, friend.
I did. But I also been battling a cough for like 2 weeks, so I apologize. You guys might hear me coughing.
Buck up. Buck up, buckaroo.
Yeah. Buckle up, buckaroo.
All right. First Flash Season 3 promo. Todd, what did you say that name?
LaSance.
LaSance. Cast as The Rival. In addition, Flash News TV line reports that former Vampire Diary star Todd LaSance has been cast in the role of The Rival in DC Comics lore's The Rival. Was the enemy of the Flash of Earth 2, Jay Garrick. It is possible that this speedster went into hiding once Zoom began picking off other speedsters in Season 2 and will only now emerge. The character also wore a very similar outfit to that of Jay Garrick in the source material, which will probably lead to a confusing moment for Barry in the series. Yes. Oh, wow, he's going to be like, oh, look.
Yeah, I remember when we talked about we speculated that the Rival, like Jay Garrick, could be the Rival. When he came to like later on, when we knew there was something shady about him.
Yes.
So, but apparently he wasn't. Now we're gonna get him. So.
Yes. Sick.
All right.
The hype for season 3 is real, guys. It's gonna be legend fucking dairy.
All right, so a Black Lightning TV series is in the works from Greg Berlanti and The Game's Salem and Mara Brock-Akil. Black Lightning may be the very next DC Comics character to get his own television series. Deadline reports that a Black Lightning TV series is in the planning stages and is currently looking for a small screen home. DC's Greg Berlanti, producer of Arrow, Flash, Supergirl, and Legends Tomorrow, is working alongside The Game and being Mary Jane's Mara Brock and Salem Akil to develop the series. Black Lightning, created by Tony Isabella and Trevor Von Eden, made his first appearance in 1977's Black Lightning number 1. The story follows Jefferson Pierce, a former Olympian who was secretly born with the ability to create and manipulate electromagnetic field. Although he had abandoned his hometown in Metropolis's suicide slum after the murder of his father, Pierce returns there with his wife and daughter, taking a job as a high school principal. It is after losing one of his students to the gang violence that threatens the city that Pierce decides to take advantage of his powers. Adopting the identity of Black Lightning, he becomes a costumed superhero who goes on to serve as team member of both the Outsiders and the Justice League. Black Lightning has never before appeared in any live-action DC Comics adaptions. He has appeared in a number of animated projects, however, voiced by the likes of LeVar Burton and Blair Underwood. He also made a memorable appearance in a 1992 Saturday Night Live sketch played by Sinbad. Airing just after the iconic death of Superman hit the stands, the sketch sees Black Lightning attempting to crash Superman's funeral. You can watch the full sketch on NBC's official SNL site.
Ooh, pretty dope. I'm assuming that because some of these DC producers are also now trying to produce this as well, it's probably also going to be on DC. I mean, I said DC. I mean CW. Yes. Sorry, guys. meant CW. I'm assuming that the series will also be on CW. And dude, remember that one time I was like, hey dude, they're trying to build like the Outsiders. Oh, was I right? I don't know yet, but I think I am. Because, you know, I'm always right.
They should build the Outsiders.
They should, because I think it's a very good group, and they have a lot of characters from the Outsiders. Yeah. Kitana.
But Roy's not coming back.
Well, for now. Well,
isn't coming back.
Well, for now, because he's working on other stuff right now.
Yeah, would they put Thea in it?
No, I hope not.
That'd be awful. Anyway.
No, that'd be freaking awful. All right, in other news, Ben Affleck reveals Deathstroke will appear in Justice League. Ben Affleck has taken to social media to offer a cryptic teaser for fans, posting a video without comment or explanation of somebody in a Deathstroke costume on a set. Though it would be easy to think that this is in regard to the Batman solo film, that Affleck is slated to direct, the actor is currently filming Justice League in London. So it would appear that character is set to appear in the 2017 sequel. Check out the video on...
You can find it on YouTube or Ben Affleck's whatever.
Yes, created by Marv Wolfman and George Perez, Deathstroke is a famous mercenary in the world of DC, who has gone toe-to-toe with the Dark Knight on multiple occasions and actually beaten him in hand-to-hand combat more than once. It is unclear who will be playing the character or how he will factor into the film, but check back here for more information as we learn it.
Yes, so Deathstroke as a villain in Justice League, probably minor. Maybe they're trying to do like Legion of Doom or something kind of thing. I don't really know.
Maybe.
But anyway, this kind of goes right into this next piece of news, so we'll read that real quick too. Deathstroke will menace Ben Affleck in solo Batman movie. Following the video from Affleck himself of Deathstroke on the set of Justice League, the rap reports that the one-eyed villain will be the main antagonist of the upcoming solo Batman movie. It still remains to be confirmed who will be wearing the mask of the villain and which DC films he will be appearing in, so check back and learn more. Fans became suspicious that this could be the case when Arrow executive producer Mark Guggenheim revealed on Tumblr that the character wouldn't be appearing in the series again due to him being tied up in another DC project, which is stupid.
So, I don't know. A lot of people are upset that like Deathstroke is going to be like the main thing for Ben Affleck in the Batman movie, but it could make sense though, because he could play like a minor role in the Justice League, and then that may lead him to a big showdown with Batman in the solo film. You never know. You just kind of have to roll with the punches when it comes to the DC movies.
Yeah.
Just kind of got to see where they go with it, because I don't think anybody really knows.
No, I don't think Deathstroke should be a main villain in a Batman film.
Why is that?
I just don't think he necessarily fits that profile. Like there are plenty of Batman villains you could go to, and Deathstroke is not really a Batman villain.
Well, I mean, yeah, you could say that, but obviously it tells right in the article that he has fought him many, many times, right. And he has beaten him, and they can kind of use it as like, you know, a kind of a Bane scenario, you know what I mean? Like how they did in like the Dark Knight trilogy and stuff, and how they used Bane and had him break Batman's back and all that stuff. Kind of like in a similar thing, like a guy that Batman cannot quite beat, and it kind of messes with him a little bit. Something that to that sort of nature, I can kind of understand. But I guess I can see what you're saying though. He's not real like a main villain, and he does suit better into maybe sort of Teen Titans outsider kind of deal, or even Suicide Squad. I think he would have been better suited as the villain in Suicide Squad.
Yeah. For me, Deathstroke, I mean, maybe it's just my interpretation, but Deathstroke's never been a character that's like an actual villain to Batman. Like there's always been kind of like some kind of respect between Batman and Deathstroke. Like even though like obviously Batman would never agree with Deathstroke's methods and would try to stop him from doing bad things. Like, There's some kind of respect there, I think.
No, I don't think so, man.
I think there is. I think, like, as long as Deathstroke's not in Gotham, like, Batman doesn't even... He's not even concerned with him, you know?
Well, I mean, that's kind of how it is for every villain and everything. Like, You know, you know, you don't see like Flash coming to help with Joker or.
Well, I mean,
you
that's
know what
like,
I mean. Like, you know,
only when like there's Justice League or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But Batman does travel the world to investigate and look into other things going on and whatever.
But yeah, that's always like tied in with Justice League stuff, though.
Not always. A lot of Batman solo adventures, he travels around and does other things. Not all the time, and it's not often. But I mean, it does happen quite a bit. So, I mean, I don't know. It's.
So I mean, you kind of just disproved your own theory then.
I don't know. I think Deathstroke is more suited for, you know, Teen Titans, like as a solo villain for them, or as you know, a part of the Suicide Squad, or as a villain for Suicide Squad or something. Like, there's so many other wells you can dive into for villains for a Batman film.
Well, yeah, but most of them have been done though, and see that I think that's where it's like they're trying to kind of build their own image and stuff. Joker's been done so many times.
Joker's been
now.
Done a lot, but I think Joker would be better for Justice League than for even a solo Batman film, or building up for a future Justice League film or something like.
But it's like you think about it, it's like all the ones that have been made is like okay, Bane, Ra's al Ghul. Mr. Freeze, Penguin, Riddler, Joker,
Two-Face,
Catwoman in some aspects, more as like kind of like a sidekick role or whatever, but not really, you know, Deathstroke's the only one that's not really been, you know,
yeah,
visited.
The only big name, like,
I mean, they could obviously do so many more because obviously, you know, those aren't the only villains that he has. You could obviously do like Court of Owls or something like that, and yeah. I mean, there's a long list of Batman villains.
Clue Master.
Yeah, I mean, you could do like rogue gallery type of movie.
If they did Clue Master, I think they'd have to keep it under wraps because like, it would have to be a surprise because Clue Master is always a surprise when he's like a big villain.
Yeah.
Because I mean, he's just you would never expect it, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Alrighty.
Yeah, that's
then.
All the news.
Is that
we
all
have?
The news?
That's all of it.
Seems like such little news for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, most of the news kind of stuff was like just talking about all the cons because there's like Fan Expo in Toronto and there's like another big event somewhere.
Talking about cons.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Sac Anime.
We did our first ever 2-day event thing because we usually will go for 1 day.
Yeah.
Like even though there'll be 3-day events, but this time we went 2 days.
We went 2 whole days, guys.
Yeah.
Sick one.
Today we went longer than yesterday.
I'm very tired. I don't know if you guys can tell, like, how we're podcasting, but I'm exhausted right now. And I don't know if any ladies have this problem, but us guys, we got a thing called chafing. And let me tell you, it's not fun. Especially, like, when you're a large fella like me, chafing is a common occurrence. So, yeah. So the first day, so obviously Christian told you we went 2 days. The reason being is because we are cosplaying.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to our Stockton Con kind of talk about our first ever experience of cosplaying to the fullest effect, you can go check that podcast out on podbean.com or iTunes.
And it was our very last podcast, so you don't have to go very
yes,
far back.
You don't have to. It won't be too difficult to find. But, so we're really getting into cosplaying, guys. It's a lot of fun, and it just changes the whole dynamic of these events. This one, Sac Anime, is all based off of, obviously, in the name, anime. So, it doesn't mean you actually have to dress up as anime. There's plenty of people that did, like, superhero stuff and superheroes and villains.
Star Wars,
and all kinds of different stuff. The first day, of course, we went with our last cosplay. We did the Harry Potter Hogwarts houses.
Yeah.
Of course, Christian is Ravenclaw. I am Gryffindor. We had an addition to the team.
Kind of two, but one and a half.
Yeah, I don't really count Nicholas as an addition because
he got some love, though.
Well, I mean, just because he got love. He's not really, we need somebody actually really cosplay.
Yeah, we need
if he was actually dressed up and stuff, I would be like, okay, we had two additions.
We need a full-length Hufflepuff.
Yes. Well, Ashley, Christian's sister, joined us, and she was
Slytherin.
God damn it.
Ugh, the enemy.
Damn heathens.
Traitor.
And Nicholas, he was wearing a little yellow and black scarf.
Yeah, like he's supposed to be like a Hufflepuff going to Hogsmeade.
Yeah.
So like he was wearing like regular street clothes and then like a Hufflepuff scarf and had like a little wand made of a chopstick with glue on it.
Yeah, it was actually pretty clever. It looked pretty decent. Yeah, but we just walked around and got a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
We didn't really buy anything the first day, I don't think. Sac Anime is not really known for like their vendors and stuff. Like they don't really have that much great of stuff.
I actually didn't buy anything at all there.
Yeah, I did though. That was today, but we'll get through day one first. So we just go around and we're just taking pictures and, you know, we're just having a blast. me, I'm a lot more outgoing with it all compared to Christian. Christian, a lot of times, will kind of end up being the cameraman unintentionally, really. But
and the caddy.
Yeah, caddy kind of holding some of our stuff while we're taking pictures. Just something that he's trying to get comfortable with, maybe, or I don't know. We bought a selfie stick so we could all take pictures and stuff. We didn't really get good use out of it, to be honest with
you. No, it didn't. It didn't really come up very much. Like there was not a lot of instances where I was felt like we needed it, you know.
Yeah, and so that pretty much wrapped up day one. Nobody bought anything. Like I said, their merchandise was really lacking. I just don't think that Sac Anime, like, they really got to step up their game because there's, like, so many things I've never, like, even known about.
I feel like this year they did step it up a lot from last year.
Oh, yeah. No, they definitely did, but they have a long way to go.
They do, yeah.
They definitely have a long way to go. of course, well, they were... Go ahead.
So, like, this year they had a lot more, like, a lot of a different variety, but last year they had way better cosplay stuff there.
Yeah, dude. That's what I was saying. Like, they had better cosplay items. But, like, even, like, now, it's, like, they didn't really have cosplay items. And, like, they didn't have, like, any, like, Naruto and Bleach stuff, dude. Like, or Dragon Ball Z, and for that matter.
In the past, they've had a whole bunch of it.
Yeah, now they're going, like, with a lot more, like, of the obscure, like, animes. Like, a lot of stuff. Like, not that I'm not into it. It's just I've never watched them or anything. I was like, oh, man, this is, like, fuck, dude. Like, I want to find some, like, dope-ass Naruto shit or some dope-ass, like, Dragon Ball Z shit or some dope-ass Bleach shit that I really like. Yeah. And even, like, their weapons vendors, like, the people, like, selling, like, the real swords and stuff, like, the swords weren't even that great. They were just, like, pretty generic samurai swords, a lot of them. And I don't know. I just they've improved with the quantity, not the quality, though.
They've improved with the variety, but, like, that's about it. Like, I did see, like, a Kakashi sweatshirt that was pretty cool looking.
Well, I didn't see it. So
but, yeah, I mean, I don't even think, like, it's not even, it's just a sweatshirt, you know, like, yeah. Anything special.
So day two was the day of magic. So we have been hustling and bustling for the past week or two to go and cosplay as something different than Harry Potter. And this time, one of my best friends, Mark, and his girlfriend and their friend Mikey and his girlfriend wanted to come with us because they're all jocking on my pictures from the last con, mine and Christian's pictures, sorry. And, well, mainly mine, so, yeah. Anyways, they're really jealous because they are the type of people they love to dress up, and they love, you know, well, Mark and Mikey and Michaela really love the nerdy stuff and really wanted to go, and I told him, I was like, oh, we'll probably go to Sac Anime this weekend, you know, that being, like, last weekend. I mean, whatever. I told him that we're going to go to fucking Sac Anime. So they're like, oh, shit, dude, we hella want to go, and then we're like, oh, we should do some Naruto cosplay group, like group cosplay. So basically all week, dude, I was like just seriously like trying to figure out what I wanted to be. And like everything I wanted to be like ended up either costing too much or had a piece to the puzzle that like wouldn't arrive in time. So I really like had to end up. So I had to be somebody like at first I really didn't want to be. But then like as like the time passed on, I got really excited about the character and actually really enjoyed being that character. So I was a member of the Akatsuki. Sorry if you guys don't know anything about Naruto, but if you are, I'll just name who we all were. I was Kakazu from the Akatsuki organization. Mikey, he was Itachi from the Akatsuki organization. Mark and his girlfriend were Kakashi. His girlfriend was like Kakashi from Anbu Black Ops days. And then Mikey's girlfriend was Tenten, and then Ashley was Konkoro, the puppet master. Christian, on the other hand, doesn't watch Naruto, is not really, well, I don't want to say he doesn't, he's not into it because he just never really watched it like that. Yes. So how could he not know? You know what I mean?
I've heard great things about it.
He's the kind of person that like would be like, well, I don't know anything, so I'm not going to misrepresent something that I don't know anything about, kind of thing.
Right,
so,
like you guys, because you guys, when you take pictures, you're doing all your poses and shit, dude, and I'd be doing some like gangster pose or some shit, like disgracing the name of the character and whatever.
Nah, dude, it's not even like that. But it was his decision not to be a Naruto character, which is completely up to him. He could be whatever he wants. And he decided to do something pretty, in my, you know, it's pretty common in the cosplay world, but, you know, still pretty courageous. He did like a, like kind of like a gender bend of a Sailor Moon character.
Yeah, they're like
who are you?
I was Sailor Moon.
Whoa, okay.
But yeah, so like there are like other people there that were like males dressed up as like Sailor Moon characters, yeah. But like, they were like wearing the girls' clothes, and like that's what like the original idea was, and it was Scott's idea. He came up with that idea, and then I couldn't really figure out how to make that work, so I bought like these Sailor Moon tights where it's like her boots. Excuse me. Anyway, so I bought these tights, and then I figured out I could just wear like blue shorts and like a white dress shirt, because like that's pretty much what she wears, and like she wears a big red bow tie, so I was like, I just get a regular red tie. And I got the little wand, and that was pretty much it. So,
oh, you also got the headband.
And the headband, yeah, the little tiara headband thing.
It's pretty sick.
So, yeah, I just did that. One guy recognized me.
It could have been, like, a little difficult because, like, the symbols on your knees might have been a little difficult.
Covered or something.
Yeah.
Or...
And, like, maybe it was a little hard to tell, you know, with, like, the shirt, like, the dress shirt you're wearing, because it's a little baggy and, like, covered a lot of your shorts and stuff. And, yeah, I mean, for your first attempt, it was good, but just something you can improve on kind of thing. But, you know, were you happy that you cosplayed as that? Or
yeah,
do you wish you would have done something different?
I don't wish I would have done anything different. I think it was a good experience, and then next time I can do something even better. So.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So today was supposed to be epic, and then came a very frustrating day, because first off, I couldn't fucking get these contacts in my eyes. There's like a person that has really fidgety fucking eyes that like just like when something comes near my eye, dude, like it just like starts closing. It's like fucking Gandalf. It's like, you shall not pass. I'm just like, fuck, dude. And so I wasted $50 on these fucking contacts. So irritating. And it really would have made the cosplay better. My cosplay is still epic. Don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it was great.
But then my friend Mark was like, oh, yeah. He was like calling me all this morning. And he was like, dude, you should come through and come with us, you know, ride up there with us. All right. And he was like, well, what time are you going to be there? And then he's like, oh, I'll be there. We're going to be up there by 10:30, like basically when it starts. And then so I was like, all right, sweet, dude. And get over to his house. They haven't even started getting ready, dude. Comes around to like 12 o'clock, dude. I was so angry by this point. Couldn't get my contacts in. Didn't, like, there's a lot of things that weren't finished about my outfit. Like, it didn't have, like, the finger nail polish and stuff like that. The little finishing touches that really just kind of send it over the edge. And, you know, at that point I was already irritated. And then we were already, like, 2 hours, like, past that point that we said that we were going to go. Christian was already there. And I was just like, fuck it, dude. I'm just going to drive myself.
Let's just start from the beginning here, right? So we woke up at like 8:30.
Right.
And then like we're all like on the couch talking about what we're going to do and like what the plan was or whatever. And then Scott gets like a call from Mark at like 9 and like rushes out of the house, grabs all his stuff hecka fast and just leaves because he thinks, you know, they're going sooner. So he just like gets over there, and then like we're just kicking it here. We eat breakfast, all this stuff. We leave here at like 11 or 11:30 or something. And like Scott just keeps calling me. And he calls me, he's like, are you guys there? I'm like, yeah, we're here. And he's like, fuck. He was getting so irritated, and I don't blame him.
I don't know, like, it's understandable. It's their first time ever doing it, and rookie mistakes or whatever. But dude, if you're gonna cosplay, dude, you gotta wake up early in the morning and really put in that extra effort to wake up early and start working on your shit, putting it all together, dude, because they essentially pretty much wasted half of the day, dude. Like, they really only, like, they paid, like, $30 for, like, just, like, a couple hours, like, two or 3 hours. Like, they got there by, like, 1:30 or 2, dude. I got there at, like, 12.
Right.
which was still like not really ideal. I
think you got there like 12:30, I think.
Oh yeah.
Or something like, and then they arrived like an hour later. It's crazy.
Yeah. I was just like, this is ridiculous.
But they did come, and Mark looked amazing. His girlfriend looked pretty good. Mikey looked good. I think Mikey's girlfriend looked like an authentic character, kind of. Like, I don't know what 1010 looks like, but she looked like she, like, was straight out of Naruto to me, so.
Yeah. Which is funny, because, like, you know, it's cool. You know, I have no problem with that, you know, whatever. People, like, not being into it or whatever, but, like, literally the only reason she even went, because she felt left out.
Oh.
She didn't watch Naruto. She don't like any of that shit, dude. I don't even think she's into anime at all, dude. She's just feeling left out from her boyfriend, you know what I mean? So she's like, oh, I'm going.
Oh, interesting.
And she's like, oh, well, what can I dress up as on this short of note? Literally, she decided to go last night.
Oh, interesting.
And I was like, all right, dude, whatever. You know, and I don't know if any of them really had fun like that. I asked Mark if he was having fun, and he said, yeah. But I'll have to call him later and, you know,
get the dirt.
Get the dirt. Yeah.
Anyway, I think like there you have to understand what you're getting into when you go to cons like this. Like we do, you know,
because
that's what we do. But a lot of people like go and might just be walking around like, okay, well, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Like, what is there to do? Like there are other aspects to it. Like most cons are like one third this, one third this, one third this, and to me it's a split between panels, merchandise, and pictures. Sac Anime this year didn't have great panels, so it's just 50-50 split pictures and looking at merchandise and stuff.
And then the merchandise isn't that good, so really it's like 75%. A 70-30 split, you know what I mean? And I think, you know, for a first con ever, like, maybe this wasn't the best one to go to for them. Because, like, I don't know, I kept trying to look at them and, like, get a read on them, and I don't know if they necessarily, like, it's just hard to tell whether or not, because, like, I couldn't tell if they were having fun or not.
Right.
I hope they were, but it's okay if they weren't, because, you know, cons aren't for everyone. You can still be into all the nerdy stuff and not really enjoy going to cons. That's all right.
Oh, yeah. Like for us, it's, like, great. Like, I'm very materialistic, so I love going and just, like, looking at things. I'm like, oh, what's that? What's that? What's that? What's that? What's that? And, like, going to panels and, like, hearing all these actors and things speak, it's, like, very enjoyable to me. And, of course, Scott loves going. Like, I think 80% of the reason Scott goes to cons is to get pictures now.
Oh, yeah, for sure, dude.
And I think it's important, too. Like, it was a huge weekend for us because, like, our first weekend with business cards, like, where we could really market ourselves and everything like that. So it was big for our podcast and everything. So that was another huge aspect to it. So, yeah, for us, it's like we knew what we were going to do. We were going to go in there, get a lot of pictures, meet a lot of people, hand out a lot of cards. And that was our plan, essentially. That was, like, our only plan.
Really, yeah.
And then if Nicholas, our nephew, was good for both days, you know, he would get something. So.
Yeah, we'd both each buy him that. And he was good the first day, I will say that, but he was not good today. So I didn't end up buying him anything. I don't think Christian
I was never going to buy him anything, honestly. Like, I thought that was just his deal with his mom. Like, she would buy him something if he was good.
I don't know. Well, I know I was going to buy him something if he was end up giving good, but he wasn't, so I didn't.
But yeah, but I'm pretty proud of Ashley because, like, she put a lot of creativity into her costume.
Dude, a lot of creativity.
And my mom, like, sewed, like, the suit part, but and like the hat, but Ashley, like, came up with a good idea for, like, the ears of the hat, kind of, and, like, the puppet and the little Naruto symbol thing.
The headband.
Yeah.
So basically, for, like, the pointed ears, you know, the little cone cups that you use for water on, like, little doctor office,
or like mini
things.
Snow cone cups or whatever.
Yeah, she used those and put them on the inside and glued them in there. The headband is like the inside of like a monster can she cut out and drew like the little symbol on there, and it's super sick looking. And then she used cardboard and paint and super glue to do like the little stomach symbol that he has on the suit, is Conqueror, the puppet master. Mm-hmm. And then she used like a long body pillow and wrapped it up in like little mummy wraps, kind of, to like represent like the puppet that he has.
She made like her own shoes too.
Yeah, made her own shoes. Like, it was really creative, and I loved her cosplay. I thought it was really good looking, especially for the amount, dude. Like, the amount of time she actually ended up spending on it. Like, it was turned out really well. Like, I think if she had more time, it would have looked pretty much flawless.
Yeah. And you know, you put in all that time and energy, and it might feel pointless. And, like, Scott paid a lot of money and, you know, rush ordered all his stuff and everything. And it feels like, man, I'm just spending all this money, whatever. But you really get the payoff when you go to the con and you get the pictures and you have people like, oh my god, it's Conqueror or yeah. I don't know who you were, but
oh, it's Kakazu.
Yeah, and like people like knew who you guys were and they're like, you're the first one I've seen and yeah. let's get pictures and stuff, and like everybody wanted group pictures. It was great. Like people were like sending their kids off and hoping you guys would take them home with them and shit. So
yeah, maybe. But yeah, and then, I mean, that was pretty much it. We just got a lot of pictures. Didn't really buy anything. I did buy something today though, because I needed it for my other cosplay. I finally found it, everyone.
The tie of Gryffindor.
The tie of Gryffindor. Because this other time, so if in case you guys don't want to go watch the other podcast, I mean, not listen to the other podcast. Basically, when I was ordering everything for the Harry Potter cosplay, I wasn't paying attention when I ordered the tie, and it was a kid's tie, dude. So it came down to like just below my. You're such a dick, dude. Just below like my chest, like onto my stomach, dude, and it was really goofy looking.
Nobody noticed the tie because of the wand.
Yeah, because of like my little plastic kid, like stupid looking wand that we gave to Ashley, like, made her use this week.
Diameter of like 3 inches.
Yeah, no, all the other like little. Like Harry Potter wands are like the thickness of like a pencil or something like that. But like mine was like a fucking like
twig, or it was like a tree branch.
Yeah, it was like a like, little tree branch of like, I don't know.
He's like, I feel like I have Ron Weasley's wand.
Yeah, dude. But got an upgrade this week thanks to Christian because he bought a new wand, and so I got to use his other wand, and it was awesome.
Yeah,
it was great using a real wand. I was like,
anyway,
sick one, dude.
Yeah, it was great. We do have like other like cosplay plans for the future, but you know, our Harry Potter cosplay will always be like our OG cosplay.
Yeah, it'd be our very first cosplay,
like,
as we ever remember.
Like the one like where we'll be bringing it back and like going sick and shit one. And like it'll be a staple of us. So
yes, for sure. Other cosplay type news. Started working with some EVA foam this week, with my pal David. And we made like a little Magneto type helmet, and it turned out pretty decently, even considering we don't have the most ideal tools. We used hot glue instead of Bart cement glue, which is like the most ideal glue when using EVA foam. But, you know, and we didn't have really good razors. So like a lot of the cuts were like really like tearing up the foam and making them really jagged edges and shit. So we had to spend a lot of time using the Dremel to shave down those sides and stuff and shave down like a lot of the edge of the foam and stuff to make it nice looking. And then I had to leave, but David ended up taking the cutouts that we made, and after we did all the Dremel stuff and he glued it together, and he was just saying, you know, hot glue just won't work with it, that we'll have to use Bart's cement glue. And we made one. Unfortunately, helmet was a little small. It's kind of made more for like, I wouldn't say like a tiny head, but like, you know, just like a, just a smaller head and like maybe like a kid's head really. And, you know, it was pretty decent. I'll try to get some pictures of it and post it out. You know, we're just trying to experiment with some EVA foam and try to build some armor. Cause you know, I'm getting into cosplaying. So I do eventually want to make armor and stuff like that. And it's actually a lot easier than people think, you know. It's just coming up and finding the templates for it all and just getting out there and doing it, really.
Yeah, definitely. In other news, we saw this gentleman today wearing a Reality Comics t-shirt outside of Sac Anime, and he was like out there like with a camera, and there's like another guy with like a little microphone,
and he was wearing a Superman shirt.
Yeah, I don't know who you guys are, but if you're Nicholas J, one of you, and the other guy who created Reality Comics, let us know. We saw you. I said hi, but that's about it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, Christian, are you going to talk to them? And you're like, yeah. And then we went up to him, and then he's like, hi. And then started keep walking. I'm like, are you scared to talk to him? What the hell is going on here?
No, he looked busy.
He wasn't busy. He was just walking past us.
All right.
Like,
well,
not up, bro.
Anyway, if you guys don't know,
grab some balls.
If you guys don't know,
insert them into the sack that they're missing.
Reality Comics is social media for nerds like us. So go check them out, realitycomics.com. There's a link on our website because they're awesome.
Yes.
So you can find that at nerdyboysreviews.com, along with a slideshow that will include all our pictures from this weekend. And yeah, so, and check them out on Twitter, Reality Comics. They're great. So,
yes, sir.
Anything else about the con?
Not that I can think of.
All right. No. Anyway, so if you guys are listening to this and you got a picture with one of us at, or both of us at the con, go find it on our social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Twitter is at Nerdy Boys Review, no S. Instagram is at Nerdy Boys Reviews with an S. Facebook, Nerdy Boys Reviews, all that stuff. Find the pictures, tag yourselves. We'll shout you out next week on the podcast, say thank you, whatever. You know, we'll try to make a little segment for you. All of yous theirs.
So. Oh, yes. Yes, no problem at all.
But yeah, if you want to see the pictures, go to our social media and check it out.
Primarily on Instagram because Twitter takes forever to upload shit.
Well, I'm going to double do it. So it's like when I'm posting it on Twitter, it'll post or on Instagram, it'll post on Twitter at the same time.
I didn't even know you could do. See, yeah. Dude, technology is fucking awesome, dude.
Oh, Jesus.
I almost broke this chair, dude. I fucking seen my life flash before my eyes.
If you guys don't know this about Scott, he likes to use interesting adjectives or like he likes to describe things in interesting ways. Like we were watching a soccer game last weekend and like this dude, he put his shoulder out to handball the ball in the box and the ref didn't call it. And Scott started freaking out. He got hella mad. He's like, this stupid guy damn near tried to break his fucking shoulder to get to that ball and shit. It's just funny. Like the way he describes things is hilarious. So, I wish you guys had like,
okay, maybe I'm a little eccentric,
but it's just funny. And like when he's playing like FIFA, he'll describe things as like dumbass, like as an adjective. Like he'll be like, "Man, that dude is dumbass fast." it makes
Are
me
you
laugh.
Making
no,
fun
I'm
of
not
the
making
way
fun
I
of
talk.
You. I'm just saying that being Scott's friend is always entertaining because of the way he describes things. So
yes. So if you ever want to be my friend, go ahead.
Also, if you guys ever think about making fun of anybody in a picture, just realize that they're in a picture because they're popular, all right? So don't be making fun of the way someone looks in a picture because someone make fun of the way Scott looked in one of our pictures. And I'm just saying, when we go to cons, everybody wants pictures with Scott. And I don't really get a lot of people asking me for pictures, and I don't like asking people because I feel like I'm bothering them. I'm just weird. Like, I don't mind doing it, but it's, like, not something I'm trying actively to do like Scott does. But people will walk up to Scott and ask for pictures and, like, all think they want me in the picture and then they don't want me in the picture.
Okay, so, all right. We're at Stockton Con, right? And, like, this fellow Gryffindor was, like, she was so jazzed up, man. She was like, ooh, let me put these jazz fingers on and shit, dude. And she was so happy, dude. I think she wanted me, to be honest.
I mean, who would?
Anywho, you know, and Christian, I was like, come on, Christian, get your ass over here, you sweet little bitch. And then, you know, I'm pretty sure I said that exact thing, actually. And then, so Christian opted in the picture, but then we had somebody else take the photo. And they angled Christian out of it. What happened? I don't. I didn't even realize it either. I was the one uploading the pictures. I didn't even notice because we took like 100 photos, dude. So many photos, and Christian was like, "They cropped me out." I was fucking dying.
I looked at the picture. I was like, "Wasn't I in this picture?" This guy started hella laughing. It was terrible.
It was a good time. I'm sorry, Christian, that happened to you. It's kind of unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, today someone
one
was
could
like,
even say a series of
today.
Unfortunate
today, this
events.
Guy was like, "Oh, dude, are you from Sailor Moon?" I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "Which one are you?" I was like, I'm Sailor Moon. He's like, oh shit, can I get a picture? So he took a picture of me.
And then I turned around just as like the picture was finishing it, and I put on this big ass smile. I was like, Christian, I'm so happy for you, because like I felt like he felt a little left out because everybody wanted to take like the picture of like the Naruto squad, and Christian wasn't part of that Naruto squad.
Well, what it was right is we're all walking around together and everybody wants pictures of the Naruto squad. And like during the day, Ashley keeps handing me all the shit of hers to hold on to because she doesn't have pockets. So I have her phone in my pocket, I have her mirror in my pocket, I have her glasses in my pocket. I'm carrying around all her shit and she's just sitting there taking pictures and shit, looking fucking weird with her pose.
Sorry,
so
bro.
I'm just sitting here like holding everybody's things, like, you know, waiting for them to get in a fight, like hold my earrings, hold my shit, whatever. And I'm just like sitting here on the sidelines, like waiting to take pictures of people.
Sick one, dude.
Dude.
What a boy.
I'm just saying.
Come out and play.
There was this lady today that pissed me the fuck off.
Really?
Right? So you remember when you went
to go. Was she hot?
No, no.
Damn it.
So remember we're like walking back inside and you saw Reaper from Overwatch and you wanted to get a picture?
Dude, not like fucking ran towards him.
So I started taking a picture, dude, and this bitch walked right in front of me and started taking hella pictures. I had to angle her out of the... Did you see that? That girl who, like, ran up and started taking pictures?
Yeah, dude. I was like, taking pictures of me,
dude. It was right in front of me. And I'm like, can't you see I'm taking this picture? Her head's right there, dude. I'm, like, cropping around shit.
Oh, dude. Okay, so if you guys do... sorry, go ahead.
No, that's it. That's it.
All right. So if you guys do follow us on social media, look for this one picture from when I was doing the Harry Potter cosplay. This girl was so hot. And she had a little jar that says, insert the tip. All right, I'll insert the tip, okay?
Yeah.
I was like,
little turbo tip.
Little turbo T for ya. I think that's all we have for you
guys. Yeah, I mean, SAC anime, overall, what would you rate it?
I would say it was a B.
Yeah? I think it was pretty decent. I think we went and accomplished what we wanted to, so that's all you can ask for.
What would you rate it?
Probably like a B minus or C plus.
I could understand that rating from you.
Like, I think that when we look at other cons, like in the past, and we think, man, that wasn't that fun. Like, I think if we imagine ourselves cosplaying at those events, like, they jump up way higher.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, though.
And I think if we didn't cosplay, SAC anime would have been complete shit.
Oh, dude, I would not have gone 2 days. No fucking way, dude. It was complete shit. Other than fucking the cosplay, dude. It was awesome. Right.
I mean, other people's cosplays were really good, like costumes and everything.
Yeah, so. Dude, there's a lot of good costumes out there, man. Like, in the previews, because we've gone, like, SAC anime 3 years in a row, and, like...
Well, we've gone to, like, 3 different ones. I think one of them was, like, a winner one, though. Like, I don't know.
Winter's coming.
Like, the winter one, I don't know if it was the winter one or the summer one. We went to one of them and it was just shit one time. It was, like, completely nothing.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't have shit for vendors or anything.
Yeah. All right. Whatever, though.
But.
So, I think that's all we have for you guys. We're going to have a ton of pictures for you guys to go check out. So, please go follow us on all of our social medias, on Instagram, on Twitter. Go like our Facebook page. Add us on Snapchat. Go check out our website, www.nerdyboysreviews.com. There'll be a live slideshow on the homepage, along with we have a forum section that you guys can go check out on Christian's buy list in another tab. A lot of great features on our website, so make sure you guys go check them out.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be spamming the shit out of your Instagram feed today.
Yeah, dude.
A little bit, so.
Yeah, dude, we're going to be killing the fucking Instagram feed. No worries, but... my friend Mark keeps calling, so we're going to sign out. I'm going to take this call.
All right. Sounds good.
As always, we are the Nerdy Boys, and I am Nerdy Boy Scott.
And I'm Nerdy Boy Christian.
We have one simple message here at NBR, and that's
stay nerdy, boys.